us.
Some members of Buffalo's school community are fighting back against last week's approval of a series of resolutions by the board's majority. It calls to create charters at Lafayette, Bennett High School, MLK, and East. Lafayette and East lost their improvement partnerships with Johns Hopkins University.
Mi nombre es Angelica Rivera.
Buffalo school parent Angelica Rivera speaking on behalf of the Hispanic community and noting the great diversity at Lafayette, where 40 different languages are spoken. She says the plan by the board's majority is not fair.
The same thing that you had, that hard understanding, is the same thing that these students that go here that don't understand English have. That is the same thing, but they still have a right to learn.
Four minority board members wrote a letter to the state education commissioner asking him not to approve the charters. Two appeared at the rally, at-large board member Barbara Seals Nevergold and Ferry District board member Sharon Belton Cotman, both speaking out against the school's improvement plan.
As a result of the actions, tells me that there is a goal to silence you.
What happened on last Wednesday, on the 8th, when the majority members ran through the resolutions from the superintendent, the interim superintendent, continues a pattern of exclusion that was started on July 1st when this new majority took office.
The community needs to be involved in this, right?
Yes.
Citizens Action of New York, the Alliance for Quality Education, and Push Buffalo all joined the rally, pleading that the community have a voice. They will continue to rally and plan to appear before next week's school board meeting. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.